The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.net, Colorado Hot.
Right off the bat, because remember the jingle, like as soon as the intro comes in or whatever, then it goes right into animals, right into beer news, right into the show.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well then yeah, I got I'm gonna start with one fact. It all kinda goes together.
Okay.
I got prepared here. So I'm gonna confuse you. I'm gonna start with the last bit of information and then I'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
So where we're gonna end up at the end of this is that some owls have a foot fetish for humans. Maybe other animals too, but I know for sure sometimes they develop foot fetishes.
Frank, you hear this?
For humans.
I hear it, I don't know if I believe it.
So owls develop
foot
fetish.
I am gonna cite my shitty source, and it is Reddit. It's on the subreddit. Oh, it's just on fucking...
Just regular Reddit?
It's just on the fucking Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Anyway. So, going back to the beginning, the apparently birds, if you touch them... I don't know if it's all birds, but like parrots and things like that. If you touch them in any other place that's not their head, it's sexual for them.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's
pretty
uncomfortable,
yeah.
So you mean to tell me... If I just pet the fucking bird, other than its head,
yeah,
it's going to get ready
to... It thinks that you're fucking it, and it will start to get jealous. So, like, if another female bird comes around you, it'll get so stressed out, it starts plucking its own feathers out. And the, okay.
What the fuck? Okay, so if we touch birds other than their heads...
Yeah, their head, they get really used to it.
They're like, yeah.
Because their head is the only part of the body that they can't reach or some shit, so it's normal for other birds to...
Touch the head.
Yeah, fix their shit.
Okay.
Fix what they call it, creening or something, right?
Yeah.
To, like, spread the oils out, right? So, but any of the other shit has nothing to do with survival, so they just associate it with mating. It's just an intimate thing.
Oh, okay.
So they instantly, and they'll start humping you and shit. That's the funny part. Okay, but what's the,
Okay, so we got owls?
That's what somebody says. Somebody's like, yeah, that my fucking shit humps me.
Okay, so Frank, we got owls that like feet. Mm. You touch birds anywhere else, you gotta fuck them. Okay.
Yeah, and then one little last bit of branch of information off of this is that this one person says, if you have raised a flock of chicken, when you go to pick one up, they will often crouch down in front of you. This is because they have decided you're a rooster and they're preparing for themselves for mating. Same with falcons. And falcons actually use this advantage to...
What?
They actually use this to make a baby. So, like, if you're a falconer and you need more falcons, they can't really let them fuck because the female falcon might reject the male falcon and just kill it. Like, you're not good enough, so I'm going to murder you.
Wow.
Which a few girls have tried to do to me.
Right.
They weren't falcons. They were vultures. Anyway. And they're... what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, in order to get them to mate, they artificially do it, artificially inseminate the females.
Right.
But the way they get the semen is they wear a jizz hat. And they they call it a copulation hat. And they let the bird fuck it.
While you're wearing the hat.
Yes. And the reason that we're ending up on the fact that owls
get with
have
the feet.
A foot fetish okay. is because the same way I was just talking about with the falcons is the same thing that they do with the owls. But for some reason, some owls will pick either the head
or the feet.
Or the feet. So essentially, some owls
so there's copulation fucking socks.
Foot fetish. I don't know what to say.
Frank.
Yo.
Out of all the jobs in the world, out of the two jobs that you could pick, I kind of want to go here. Do you want to be the horse milker, right? You know those people that have to grab the horse's junk and blow it in a tube, right? Because when they're mating and bulls and all that shit. Because right when they're copulating, you know that, right? The people that, so when horses breed, when they breed horses,
yes.
but they're trying to preserve the semen, they let the horses do it and they got to watch it right before it comes. And the person will grab the horse's dick and pull it out and shoot it in a vial. That's how they get the sperm. Or they milk
it. Why don't they just let them fuck?
Because they don't want to breed them at that point. But if you can get the sperm, you get the sperm. So, Frank, you can either be the dick grabbler.
I guess it's better than jacking it off.
Right? The dick grabbler or wear the copulation hat. Which are you going for?
Let a falcon fuck your head.
I'll go for the hat.
You're going to go for the hat.
Why not?
It's all above right. all your senses, too.
I think I'd probably do both. Like, there's a hat party, and then there's a... I don't know, it's just me.
I like that. Awesome.
Would you wear the hat while you were taking care of the horse?
At the same time.
Yeah, let the horse... You pull it out of the horse, and then
I'm a fucking overachiever at the farm, dude. That's why I make the big bucks. They're like, how does he make so much money? You wear a jizz hat and grab horse dick and amazing. Not make a mess.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
So I thank you very much, Sean.
Yeah, no problem.
It's weird, man.
On to the next.
Where do you find OBS peers? Google that shit. All right, folks. So as of our taping, the CES, which I believe is the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes, which, by the way, I hear and have seen some amazing products out of 2019.
Yeah.
Such as the copulation hat.
Such as the copulation hat. But, you know, it's the biggest consumer electronics show in the world, and a lot of kind of cool stuff gets unveiled there.
Right.
So one of the things I saw in the news this week was from a company called Shiftall, and they debuted or announced at the CES in Las Vegas an automatic beer replenishment service.
Nice.
It's a refrigerator that actually detects the inventory of beer.
Okay.
So, obviously, it was just a prototype, but if you want to take a peek at it, it's drinkshift.com.
Which, by the way, Frank showed me the video. And so how it's laid out is a really fancy, like, futuristic refrigerator. And it has, like, an opening at the top to kind of show you maybe a render. I think it probably holds a 12-pack on top.
That's, like, the showcase
yeah,
on top.
It was a really cool, like, kitchen window. And then when you open it, there's 12 cubby holes, right? And what you do is, as you remove a beer out of one cubby hole, it will detect, okay, instead of 12 beers, what happened?
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. It will detect so many beers. You remove one, it minuses the number. And at the end of the whole thing, Frank was like, wait for it. It was down to 3 beers or something like that, or 2 beers. And then a delivery service delivered another pack of beer.
It seems kind of small.
It is. It's pretty cool. It looks like it holds 24 beers, standard 12 ounces and cans.
But if you're really concerned about stocking up all the time, wouldn't you have a bigger inventory?
Well,
in combination with this service?
I don't know. I think it's cool. I wonder. Well, I mean, it's a prototype, right, Frank? So it's a small fridge. Now, if it's someone like us, we would need the big bitch.
Right.
We would need the big bitch. But then it looked like it was connected Bluetooth.
Yeah. So here's how it works. This fridge is connected to the internet.
Hey.
And what it does is it sends current stock and consumption rate information. So if you're going to drink a lot of beers, it's going to keep track of that. So it stores that information in the cloud, but they're hooked up with a company that will then auto ship you.
Beer.
So, Key likes Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay.
In his off time, when he's not reviewing beers, that's what he's drinking.
And I told you to never tell anyone in confidence, but thanks.
Right, so now that's out there.
I don't understand the stigma.
Because...
That's why I wear glasses.
So he drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon, and what this fridge will do is it will keep track of how many PBRs he has left, how fast he's drinking them, and it will base his auto shipment of PBR based off of that.
Oh, wow.
So if, let's say, Key's drinking a 12-pack of PBR every week, then every week he's going to have shipped to his door another 12-pack of PBR.
Right, nice. Before it's completely out.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's smart. I mean, technology is getting awesome, and I really think that's a really cool thing. Now, what we'll do, guys, is, Frank, if you could, I think you sent me the link.
Or, I did.
Okay, we're going to put that in our Discord, guys, and I'll put that in cool tech. I'll put it in beer tech. I'll make a new category, and I'll put it in our beer tech in our Discord. And if you guys would like to get involved in our Discord, all you got to do is reach out to us on Instagram at OBS Beers and say, I like the Discord link. We have it open to the public. It's just the way Discord works. You have to get an invite in. And we have a standard link for people to come on in, and you'll be able to check that out. And it's pretty cool because it'll just stay in there. So we'll make a category, Frank. I think that's really cool. We'll put it under Beer Tech.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting thing that was unveiled at the CES. Yeah. It anticipates when you are going to run out of your beer. So it's going to make sure that your fridge is always stocked with icy cold PBR.
I told you never tell nobody.
Could have been Corona.
Could have been Corona. No, I think that's a really cool thing. I think in your off time, that is something unique because sometimes everybody's busy. Wait, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go off on that real quick.
What's that?
How would you feel about a fucking fridge or a humidor with weed? Like, it has a weight limit, and then like it'll drop ship to you. Here's some weed.
That'd be beautiful.
That'd be pretty. It's going to happen. Like with food, I'm sure refrigerators, with food delivery services and things like that. I think people that would work for people who have a standard chilling beer. Like Frank used me as an example for PBR. That would work great for someone who has a standard pack of beer that they drink all the time.
Right.
The downfall I see with this is there's going to be times where I need the fucking drink. Now I'm out of beer. Because it has to do statistics, I would think. Well, all right.
Yep.
Never heard of OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right, guys. Right now, I got the whole entire gang here. I got my boy Frank and Sean.
Where?
Right here on the show. Also, I'd like to tell everyone, please follow us on Twitch.
Please.
And it is OBS Beers 2014.
You heard.
Come on in, because what we're going to be doing now is including Twitch in our broadcasting. I think that is a great way to really, because sometimes we have to think, what are we going to do next?
Yeah.
And I don't mind going off on some tangents if somebody has an an actual question and all those things. So we've got a bunch of people in the room right now. So right now, JJ Puerto Rican, Peggy, just said hello to everybody. So we've got Nina, Tanisha, we got B-Van, we got Care Bear, and I'll keep dropping other people's names as they come in on the show. Now, what we're going to do also with that, we also have a Discord. So please reach out to us on our Instagram to join our Discord. I'll give you the link in there. But our Instagram is OBS Beers, just the main account. Don't worry about all the other ones. The other ones are for fun. Frank, which is now, we're going to be at 4 accounts on Instagram.
Awesome.
So we have our main account. That's our business, right? For everyone to know what we're doing on Twitch or any of the platform or where we're traveling. We have our OBS Collective. That's our thank you to everyone. So that way it didn't get congested on the main account. So anytime we have special people come over, that's where we give shout outs and thank yous and people make the memes and videos. We put them in there. Then we have our Brew Stones, OBS Brew Stones. That's our...
I have kidney stones.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, you add 2 zeros of that and you got yourself a deal. And our Brew Stones have been made all the way to the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
We've had them that far. We'll be doing the Brew Stones again. We just haven't been able to travel recently. So I will be making some more Brew Stones. And then now it's going to be called OBS Beers Winning. And it's for every fucking contest that Instagram ever puts out. So there's so many contests.
Good idea.
On Instagram for beer. So we have to make a whole nother account because what you have to do is you got to follow these people and do things. And people follow you, but then they'll unfollow you as soon as the contest ends.
And we're bonus for reposting.
You get a bonus. You get things. We tag people. So be on the lookout for that. So if you are following our main account and you are about beer, we will gladly start tagging everyone in the winning one for the contest. It's all about sharing and things like that. And it's really cool because if me and Frank win, we're just going to record them here. It's not like they're going to go anywhere.
No, they might go to my house. And then
I have to come over and record.
In my belly.
In your belly. All right. So there's that. Frank, also, we have a YouTube channel.
Yes, we do.
And what do you like about the YouTube channel, Mr.?
It's super gay. That's why I love it. It's a lot of you guys making out. It's a lot of that.
I don't remember seeing that.
I don't even remember.
I think I was on a different... What's the YouTube called?
That's called Pornhub, man.
That's Pornhub where you're at. Yeah, our YouTube channel is OBS Beers TV.
I forgot the TV.
Yeah, OBS Beers TV on YouTube.
You see, if you take TV out, you can see how I kind of get it mixed up with Pornhub.
No, you can't.
I think the syllables, right?
It's maybe it rhymes.
No.
It's a homonym.
Yeah, what about the homonyms? How do you feel about those guys?
Do you think it's a homonym? It's a hybrid.
Is it halal for it to be homonyms?
To each his own, you know.
Oh, fair enough. You understand what I'm saying, Pumpkin Eater?
I underdig.
All right, put a pin in that. Also, we got Alpha Cash. Cash has been really... he's been really helping out with the show a lot.
Is he an alpha, though, or is he just flexing?
He's taller than Frank, I think.
I wasn't talking height, dude.
He's flexing.
Because my brother is like 4'2", and he scares the shit out of me.
Well, that's because you're 4'3".
Yeah.
So I'm saying that sort of height differential is scary.
I've actually lost weight on the bottom of my feet, so I'm back down to 4'1".
Okay, so how do you feel about that?
I don't really care.
Okay, fair enough.
2 inches of foot fat on the bottom of
That's
my
awesome.
Foot.
I like foot fat.
I still have it if you want it, Frank.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do 4 beer reviews for you guys tonight. And anybody, if anybody in Twitch wants to conversate with us about the beers, I will gladly kind of acknowledge the person. And please, by all means, ask away of anything on Twitch, guys. Make sure if you guys want to be involved in our podcasting, we are on Twitch, OBS Beers 2014. So we're going to be letting you guys know that as much as possible. All right, so Frank, we're going to do these 4 beers, and since you missed last show, you're going to go ahead and pick which is first, and then which is for dessert. Yeah. But let's go ahead and let these people know a brief... of the brief.
Let's see. We have Simpler Times Lager.
Okay. It is what it is.
We have Fist City from Revolution Beer Brewing.
That's where your fucking mom's from.
Right.
Hey!
Oh, shit.
We've got Pinner from Oscar Blues.
Oh, that's what your bitch rolled.
And from Saugatuck. We've got Blueberry Lemonade Shandy.
Okay.
I got an auntie named Shandy, and that's how I relate to all of these beers.
Is your aunt?
My auntie.
Oh, auntie.
Yeah, really not an aunt.
All right.
It's either aunt or auntie.
JJ Puerto Rican gave us the Simpler Times Lager, and he says it's terrible. But then again, why would you trust a man who gets blown out by his wife? Big shout out to Rachel.
Yes, Rachel keeping her man
down.
Blowing him out.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. I remember one time, remember Frank, he was hanging out with us. He's like, man, my guts hurt. And we were like, did you eat something bad? Mm-hmm. He goes, nah, I was being bad at the house and I was taught a lesson. And he's bigger than his wife. But he's a nice guy.
Only enough because to of spread internal cheek. Bleeding, actually. He's actually not that big. That's all internal bleeding from her pegging him so hard.
Ouch! All right, so Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want to do first?
We're going to do the Simpler Times Lager first.
Okay, and last, bud.
Saugatuck Blueberry Lemonade Shandy.
All right, guys, so this is what we're doing. Wait, JJ goes, you bastards enjoy that beer.
We're going to enjoy it like you enjoy a good, solid $5 foot long in your behind. And we'll be right back after this break.
Brew Rebellion, small batch, handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online and join the rebellion.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here.
All right, guys, check this out.
Check it out.
So, Frank, this beer was provided by JJ Puerto Rican, a.k.a. Hollywood Peggy, a.k.a. Do As You're Told, We're Telling Rachel, a.k.a. Swollen Bottom Donut Rider.
Swollen Bottom Donut Rider. Hold on one second.
Wait,
hey, Siri, can you change my nickname to Swollen Bottom Donut Rider?
What?
It thought I said Jonah Ryder. So now I'm Swollen Bottom Jonah Ryder.
Oh, fantastic.
Who's Jonah Ryder?
Apparently Swollen Bottom.
Jonah Ryder.
Fix it during the commercial break.
Yeah, can you shut that bitch up?
She's saying my name over and over again.
Well, good. At least somebody is.
Oh!
All right, so Frank from JJ Puerto Rican. Yep. What are we doing, bud?
From Simpler Times Brewing Company out of Monroe, Wisconsin, this is called Simpler Times Lager.
Okay.
6.2% ABV.
Did you say 6.2?
6.2.
Okay. JJ just put out a little disclaimer. JJ just said here on Twitch, this beer actually gave me a stomach ache.
Oh.
But then again, I don't think it was the beer. Right.
Oh, more internal bleeding.
So if you want more information on these guys, why don't you Google Simpler Times Brewing Company?
Do it.
Big shout out to JJ, man. Thanks for giving us a cheap beer on a craft beer show. We really do appreciate it, big bud. Whoa. That's right, yeah.
You're really...
That's funny, I don't really want the shits.
Really critiquing, huh?
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'm going to show everybody here on Twitch what it looks like.
Frank, you're like a dad to
pretty
me.
Pretty, just
very
pretty.
Very absent dad.
It is what it is. So, all right, so let's get down to the smell, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Look, here's a cool part. In this video that we're recording, they can actually see the actual can, so we don't have to show it.
Yeah, the cans.
And I just showed up the beer.
Right.
So cheers to the smell, gentlemen.
Cheers to the nipples. Oh, it smells nice. It smells like apple juice. It smells like Hugo Day.
It does smell like apple juice. Very cidery.
Yeah, it reminds me of New Year's.
Malty.
Yeah.
It smells like it's going to hurt me. Like I'm already getting acid reflux a little bit.
I guess some honey, you know.
Yeah, it's honey.
Yeah.
It smells like really bad bottom blown.
You're right, really.
A little
acidic.
Soap.
Yeah, definitely soap.
A little metallic.
Is it vinegary a little bit?
Yeah, right. It's
apple cider vinegar?
It's real acidic, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, see, I'm full
Siri,
of...
Siri, call me a city.
Damn, that's her most of the time.
All right, so we've got some really interesting flavors going on in the nose, but it doesn't smell like something out of a corner store, which I think this is where he bought it. Mm-hmm. I don't mean the diss Simpler Times, but I mean lagers we've learned in our brewing process of homebrews, it's a pretty difficult thing to do.
Extremely complicated.
But why are they the worst thing? Like,
I don't know.
So, okay, is there anything else that we can add to this other than that we are in agreement of what we're smelling on this beer? And I have protected this because lagers are a little different than ales. as far as protecting them from the elements.
Right.
So I've done that. I've protected all the lagers very well. All right. Well, good luck, gentlemen. Everything that you guys just said
tastes how it smells.
With a little bit of that champagne invigorating bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
I can see why this could probably give you a stomach ache for JJ. Because if you guys don't know this, JJ's part weak sauce. And so it fucks with him pretty much on the inside of anything. Just see him when he eats Twinkies. It's a bad ordeal as well. I can drink this over I can drink this over like a natural ice, a natty ice. Mm. I can drink this over a 40 ounce. It kind of's got that malt bomb going on.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah, very malt bomb. This would be like
it's instant heartburn.
Okay, this should not be in a can. This should be in a 40 ounce. This would be a anybody that loves malted beers like Schlitz or E40s, Old English. The reason why I think JJ pretty much got his stomach tore up is because he doesn't do 40 ounce beers or the tall cans, the high gravities, and this comes off as like a low ABV, high gravity corner store beer. So
what's the gravity part of that?
Was
that
makes mean? It high? What is does that makes the sweeter or more ABV? Right?
ABV.
So remember, so when we homebrew, we have to do a gravity check and all that crap. Original gravity versus the final gravity, and do some math, and yay, there's your ABV. So when you look at those tall cans in the corner store, say high gravity, that means it's about to be really sweet and a lot of fucking alcohol. So I could see where his stomach got turned on this. So if you're a person who cannot get away from being ghetto, from the hood, you about that shit, you listen to like Little Pump, Little Yachty, Gucci Man, this is your fucking beer. This is your side chick beer.
If you listen to that, you're probably drinking codeine.
Yeah, but you're really, you're really drinking this shit. It really
you're
does
a cough
have
syrup
a,
fan.
This has a corner store back on the block, stoop sitting, get fucked up because it's Wednesday and I got to go to school the next day because my dad had beer in the fridge. Unfortunately, this is what that beer is. This is a get fucked up party beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should be ashamed of themselves for calling it a brewery if that's not what they're about. I couldn't find a logo on these guys, just cans. So normally when I look up the logos for the breweries, mm-hmm. I can find a logo to post in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
There was no logo for this brewery, no standalone text. So the question at this point is, who actually works with these breweries?
Right.
While we do that, oh, never mind. Thanks to Sue, this beer is from Minhas Craft Brewery. This is from Minhas Craft Brewery.
So I'm confused then. So
this is another brewery.
Yeah, I just looked up Simpler Times and
it showed you
Minhas
the Minhas
come up on their Wikipedia. Comes
okay,
up.
So let's go kind of correct this right now. So we want to thank Sue right now for this coming in real strong. With that, and that's correct because I kept seeing a logo for them.
It's the second oldest brewery in the United States,
and they're from Moreau. It's
the first oldest brewery in the Midwest.
Okay, let me see if I can get you guys an actual while we're doing this. Found it.
It survived Great Depression, Prohibition, and a fire.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this place is actually pretty legendary.
Let's hook these guys up as far as the visual on the video. So we just now got some more information on us, which I'm all about. I'm all about. So let's give you guys the actual brewery. So I didn't know that. Well, thank you very much, Sue. Guys, thanks, Sue. So we'll just slap that right here. There we go. I put it right in the video. So we'll just kind of add that right there. All right, so I just added it in for the video. So this is the brewery, Simpler Times. So now Simpler Times would be an offshoot, kind of like what Anheuser-Busch does when they do Shock Top or Wild Blue.
From what it looks like, because I don't really know much about how the whole distribution shit works because it's confusing, but it looks like this is their Trader Joe's one.
Ah, this is a Trader Joe's beer, which makes a lot of Simpler Times,
on
Trader Joe.
Wikipedia, it's only listing, what I can see, it's only listing the Simpler Times lager under the Trader Joe's category.
Okay. All right, well. Well, goddamn.
Okay. I don't know.
So, Frank, how do you feel about the beer?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
It's one of their traders. They got a bunch. They got like four in Trader Joe's.
I would say it's maybe a step above of some macro produced lagers.
Right.
Do I run out and get it?
You better not.
No.
You better not put this in your new fridge.
No.
You're out of fucking simpler times, no. Bro.
And I'm going to stay out of it.
Man, I could see where his stomach got turned.
Yeah.
It's a little off, but Sean, for a person who doesn't, I mean, you only drink beer with us.
Yeah.
And back, and I'm sure in your passing, you've done a 40 ounce.
Not a whole thing, no.
But you get what I'm saying.
This is really the most beer, yeah.
What do you think of this beer? Is this something that you could drink because?
Yeah, if this was the beer, yeah. If this was like, it's better than a 40 ounce.
Okay.
It's easier to go down, right? Okay. 40 ounces have always been a little bit much for me, but if it was closer to this, I'd have been able to finish the whole thing.
Right. Like, right. For me, it just reminds me of being younger in the hood.
Yeah.
I really try to stay.
I try to stay clear of this version of it, which is why it's nice. No, that's why it's nice though. It's like you get all the, it's like a paintball gun. You're like, I get to shoot my friends and flex, but no one gets hurt. You know what I mean? Like, but we still get to have fun.
Fair enough. All right, let's get a grade and get him out of here. I can now truly understand why JJ got the stomach ache. This definitely,
yeah.
You've got to be into this shit. You got to be into the malt bombs. You got to.
It doesn't bother me. I don't see.
Well, you're ghetto, like I said.
I'm not.
Turn up. All right, let's give it a grade and get the fuck out of here.
2.5.
Okay.
Jesus, I was gonna say a 3.3.
What's zero.
Whoa, Jesus Christ, that can't be right.
I give it a zero. I wish it was never put out.
Wow.
And the reason being is, it's, okay, so let's say I gave it a higher point than zero. 0.2. So this is how I just give it a little love.
One?
No, would because never.
At least they made it.
Because I would never touch this again. It is too malty.
But you're not respecting them for making it.
But I don't, you know why I gave it a zero?
Right.
Because I hate where it went.
What do you mean where
it's it Trader Joe's beer.
Yeah, and that's not...
That's not where that beer should be. This beer deserves to be in a corner store, and it should be making a lot of money.
For those that are doing... Well, 16 countries.
Well, the rest of the world can suck a dick because they're not in the craft beer. But what I'm saying is, really think about what I'm saying. It's a ghetto beer.
Yeah.
It deserves to be in the places where people enjoy 40 ounces, malted beverage, high-gravity beers, corner stores. I think if simpler times relocate it, they would be killing it. That name should be synonymous with, I'm gonna go get a beer. I'm gonna go get some simpler time. I think you would reach more people. I think it was a bad product placement to go with Trader Joe because Trader Joe's, and we have done Trader Joe's, they get some of the most interesting breweries to do their collaborations and their marketing. So you would go to Trader Joe's for an Uno Brew. I mean, we have done that. That grapefruit one was phenomenal.
Yep.
And there was a couple other breweries I've never even heard of coming out of Trader Joe's. This is lackluster. Shame on them. I'm not even going to lie. I think it's too malty. I don't see craft beer drinkers drinking this. I see ordinary folks that just go, it's a beer, drinking this. I don't see anybody in my collective group drinking this in passing because they have it stocked up because it was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. So for me, in the people I work with every day, I don't see anyone drinking this. But if you're someone that doesn't know beer, and you buy beer on the corner store, this will be your fucking new shit.
Apparently, one more thing about them. Apparently, they also do Costco's brand beer.
All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. Yeah, yeah. Boo. Well, JJ, I want to say thank you very much for providing this beer. It was a hell of a try. I thought it was cool, but... at the end of the day, it is definitely just low grades all around. Except for Sean, because he actually did a 3 unwillingly, and I'm not drinking the rest.
Yeah, so, you know, there's some things I go by whether I like it, and there's some things I go by whether I can get through it or how easy it, and that was just like an easy, I didn't like it, it was just easy to get through.
All right, that's fair enough. That's what puts it at even. All right, guys, so yeah, we'll be right back.
Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and now it is time to up our game.
Up it.
Right now, we want to thank me.
Thank you,
because
Key.
Because I found this beer.
Thank you, Key.
You're welcome, Boo Boo.
God damn it, Key.
Stop banging on the table.
All right.
Frank, what are we doing, bud?
From Oscar Blues. From Oscar Blues out of Longmont, Colorado, this is their Pinner Throwback IPA. It is 4.9% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, Google Oscar Blues.
Fantastic. These guys are really cool, and they're... Wait, does that can have the screen on it? You're right there. What would that be? That's where you would put your...
Oh, yeah, that's for weed.
Yeah, it's for weed.
What?
Oh, Sean, I'm surprised you don't know this brewery. Okay, so Oscar Blues is in Colorado. All their cans that are actually they were the first brewery to go all cans, because that's how they've always been. Always okay. Can. They're into the green thing. They don't do any bottles.
Correct.
They never do bottles, they do cans. And so on the can, there is a little screen.
That's why it's called Pinner. It makes sense now.
No. All their cans have this little thing here you punch holes in, and then you pinch it down.
Yeah, that's how we used to make pipes
That's what that image is. So I'll show everyone there. That little screen that I'm showing you guys here on Twitch is actually where you would poke your little holes or one or two.
Hole would be.
And then you would pinch it down.
Yeah.
And then you
would get
it.
Complicated in it, and we would pinch the sides up so it was like a perfect square.
But right there, put that right down,
poke a bunch of holes in,
and then you push down on it, it makes the perfect little bowl, and then you put your mouth on here. Beautiful. And you would do it, and I got it in my beard, and I'll show everybody right now what we're working with.
So you tasted it?
No, it was in my beard.
Here's the weird thing though, if you're old enough to buy beer and you're drinking beer and you bought the beer but now you don't have a pipe to smoke out of,
I didn't know anything about that. One of our good friends from Utah told us what it was for.
That's funny, but it's kind of one of those things. Like,
we used to do that all the time.
Yeah, but I did that when I was like 15. You know what I mean? Because you couldn't buy a pipe or whatever. Like you're like, fuck it.
Take the soda can, pimp.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. I want to see a grown man smoking a pipe can.
Let's go to Colorado. I'm sure. All right, so let's cheers to the smell. And Frank, Frank, you didn't give him the website last time, did you?
I told him to Google it. It's oscarblues.com.
Oh, I'm like, if you guys aren't aware, Frank, notice?
He did say just
I'm wearing glasses
yes,
now?
Yes, I see that.
I have a bad stigmatism, so Frank sometimes is like, he kind of has difficulty on print, so when I'm looking, I'm like, oh, there's the website, but he did that on purpose, so yeah, Google that shit. Cheers to the smell. Okay, Van said, this is going to be the best out of the other beers that we will be reviewing on the radio today. All right, so we'll see. All right, so what do you got on that, Frank, on the fragrance?
It's pretty citrusy. Smells sweet.
Right.
Little bit of, I want to say skunk funk.
Skunky funk, yeah.
Okay.
Ow.
Got a little bit of that skunk butt. Yeah, it smells a little skunkish, a little bit. Catmandu, what you got over there?
What the Catmandu? All right, sorry. It smells, I would say, like soapy, but more of a laundry detergent type of soap, not like a dish soap. You know what I mean?
Okay, got that linen cotton. For me,
or I'm like agree. A dryer sheet, you know what I mean?
Like, right. I'm going to agree with you, Frank. Only thing I could probably pull out is grapefruit.
I smell lemon.
You got lemon?
If you put a lemon in got like some pine saw and some dryer sheets, that's what it smells like to me.
So there's a huge hop profile going on here.
Mm.
All right, well, let's get down to it. I think it smells really nice.
It smells like fear.
It smells like fear.
Yeah, there was a lot of, scared folks.
Do we need funding for that fear?
Do we need funding? Yeah, let's start a GoFundMe.
Fantastic. Cheers to the taste, gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Crushable. Subtle. Soapy. Citrusy. Simplistic beer at its finest. I mean, Oscar Blues comes with some heavy hitters, man. So I think this is getting you in the door beer.
What kind of beer is this?
It's a beer for you to shut the fuck up and drink. I don't know.
It's a straight IPA.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just a simple beer.
Thought, but it doesn't like it's not really painful.
No, it's a very simple beer.
It's really good at the beginning, like it, you know, like it's like a whole different kind of beer. And then for me, you know, I don't like IPAs. And then I'm reminded it's an IPA, and then I'm waiting for a kick in the nuts, but then it doesn't really come.
No, it's very subtle. And me, Frank, I've said it many times before. Sometimes you just have to have a classic beer to appreciate all the new shit.
Hmm.
Because sometimes it's great to make a wonderful array of really cool beers with all sorts of shit in it. But every now and again, like Frank makes me do it, you got to make just a regular beer. You just have to.
They gotta. Sorry to interrupt. Oscar Blues. I just saw they have a beer. It's a Mexican lager, but it's called Beerito.
Guess what? We recorded it already.
Did you really?
We did record it. Yeah.
I thought that's a cute name.
Big shout out to fucking Oscar Blues coming up with some awesome fucking names for their beer.
Right. That's a dope.
Tinfitty.
It's a straightforward session IPA. It's not juicy. It's not West Coast bitter. It's
subtle.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it's somewhere in the middle. It's just, it's a nice IPA that is probably fantastic ice cold.
Absolutely.
And like 10 of them.
I said it right at the beginning. I said easy. Nice. It's crisp. It's crushable. I would put this in the new fridge.
Mm.
I would get this as a fridge instead of the PBR that you'd said that I'd drink earlier. I would put this in that cool fridge. And when this got low, I need more Oscar Blues. No, this is really nice. I'm really digging that. What I like about this is anybody who's getting into beer could start off with this. This could work your way up to IPAs. Yeah. I mean, you're a person who truly hates them.
Yeah.
And I only don't like them because they're lackluster. I like the Imperial ones.
Yeah.
That's just me. I need more flavor. And your person's like, ugh, it's horrible. You know, get that out of my mouth. But this is really interesting. We got three people here who are truly enjoying a crushable. It's an everyday beer. So it's nice. So let's get them a grade and get them out of here. So Oscar Blues, big shout out to you. And Keith, thanks for getting the beer. You're welcome. Sadai.
No, we can take back the second one. Let's just thank Oscar Blues. Yeah.
Is that fair? You want to agree to
that
as well?
We're just going to thank Oscar Blues.
You don't care, do you?
I mean, it's just taking up time, really, the second thank you. I'll just edit it out. It's no big deal.
B-Van said hit it right on the head, so all three of us nailed it. So that was pretty cool. So right on. Thanks, B-Van.
And I'll nail you. Hit me up. 702.
Yeah, we'll give him the grade and let's get him out of here.
You said give him my social security number and let's get out of here? Yeah, no problem. 530. Okay. I'll give it a motherfucking, I'm gonna have to give it a 3-3 again. I'm sorry to be repetitive, but it's really in the same spot. Same slot.
I'll take it from you because normally you usually stay lower and it's very rare you go higher. So I think it's pretty cool that you're testing the waters a little bit.
Yeah. So right on. It's in that same category as the last beer where I wasn't like, this is good. But I was like, I will finish this.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
And for me, that's around the 3 mark. But it was trekking into the territory.
I'm giving it a 4-4. Well above average. Only on the grounds that anyone can like this. It's crushable. It's simple. And that's just pretty much where I'll leave my piece at. I think this was well done. I think a lot of breweries fail trying to make a simplistic beer. And it just falls really short by their standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This doesn't fall short. It's flavorful, not powerful. It's simple, not complex. But it has their trademark love in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. No one's having a problem with it. So that's where I'll be, Frank.
I'm going to go 4-2-5. And to kind of expand on what you were saying, for me, when I go to a brewery, it's nice to see, they got this barrel-aged Imperial brown ale that will fuck you up 10 ways to Saturday. But I think true measure of a really good brewery is something like this. It's simple. It's straightforward. A lot of times when I go into a place, if they have like a cream ale on tap, that's what I'm going to try.
Right.
Just because it's nothing fancy. And if they can do that really well,
then I already know that
the rest of their lineup is going to be really good. And we know Oscar Blues is really good.
Yeah, those guys are phenomenal.
So it was nice. Straightforward, easy, real good.
All right, fair enough. All right, guys, we'll be right back with the next beer.
When you're Googling shit, type in OBS beers.
All right, this next beer. I really fell in love with this brewery. I want to think it's a huge shout out to Miss Suarte. This beer comes from her hometown and Care Bear Kim's, Chicago, Illinois. Frank, take it away.
All right. This is from Revolution Brewing. It's called Fist City. It's a Chicago Pale Ale.
And nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Never heard of anything like that before.
I've heard of fisting before.
I haven't heard of Chicago.
I know you have.
Fist City.
Okay.
It's 5.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.revbrew.com.
Fair enough. Go ahead and crack that open, and I will show those live on Twitch. I'm going to show them what the can looks like and things like that, so they have a really cool visual of that. And I'm going to go ahead and just kind of show everybody the beer. And again, if anybody would like to catch us, oh sorry, I thought you were
hold on there.
Sorry, Tonto. If you guys want to catch us live, please check us out on Twitch, because that's what we do. All right, let's kind of turn that a little bit. So there it is, Fist City. All that good stuff right there. I'm working on getting the lazy Susans for the show. So then the camera fade and you just set the fucking can right there. And it just rotates. I think that'll be pretty cool element. Cheers to smell, gentlemen. Okay. It's got a large body of citrus notes and some botanical.
That's musky.
It's got a little musk.
It's like patchouli.
Yeah.
It's got some stank.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That means it smells bitter a little bit. Little detergent. Simple green. Smells like simple green to me. And some grass. And I'll go with like an orange Julius. So those are the notes I'm getting. So
I'm getting grapefruit. Pine. It smells oily. Resiny. It's got some stank.
And yeah, over there.
Over here, only y'all hit everything. I'll add, some chai, clove kind of deal going on there. Okay. It reminds me of someone smoking a jarum in the next room.
Nice.
Ah. You guys later tell me what that is. All right, cheers to the taste.
It's a horrible type of cigarette.
In a black box, red letters.
Hmm.
Okay. That's got some body to... Okay, there it is. There it is. Sean made the face. You know what that means. We get to go fuck his mom. So... It's a little fun game we play here at the obsbeers.com set. No, it's got...
Oh.
Now we got to do her twice.
Now she's going to be called Hurt Bottom Sally. Are you going
to... No, she lost her virginity to a black dude.
Awesome.
And she doesn't want my dad to know, which is even funnier.
Show him the pictures.
Wait, take another sip.
Don't kill it.
Right, and now we get the finger cover.
Why you didn't want me to kill it?
Never mind. Come on, Frankie. Push harder, bro. All right, guys. Judging by... I really wish you guys were here on our Twitch thing, right? Judging by what's going on, Sean is having a hard time. He's having a hard time because, ladies and gentlemen, this thing has got a large body of hops. That resin, that oil, that detergent, that plant, that backyard boogie is fire in Sean's mouth.
It's too much body for me. Yeah, I'm not really a chubby
thick.
Chaser.
It's so chewy and so flavorful. Oh, my God. Frank, this is not a crushable beer, dude.
No.
By no means necessary. This is definitely a splitter, or at least a can per person.
I can't even focus on the taste.
This would be a palate wrecker if you did a 6 cans. It's sticky, and it's got real, it's super juicy. I get juice. Mm. I get orange juice, like water and orange juice, like the ice all melted.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. I don't get any grapefruit with this, but if there is a grapefruit profile, I'm pretty sure someone else is going to nail it right on the head, but I'm getting orange.
What's the ABV?
5-something.
5.5.
Oh.
It's aggressive.
I'm not getting juicy. I get really watery up front, and then really bitter in the back with a hint of maybe orange or grapefruit, but almost like there's a lot of pith in there.
And that's a cool...
And just bitter.
This is how I imagine static would taste.
Static tasted like...
Interesting. That is an interesting thought.
My favorite color is clear, but you topped it with the taste of static. I like that. I like that. Okay. All right, guys. Hands down, if you're a person who's into the Pale Ales, it's not an IPA, but it is deceiving.
It's more like an IPA.
It does, but it's a Pale Ale, and it's fine. But it comes, so there's different. There's a pale ale and then there's an IPA, which is
India. IPA is just from India?
No, well, well, we can get into that later, but basically that's a little more bittering.
Oh, come the fuck on.
Yeah, this, yeah, an IPA is bittering. Well, like
the one we had before was an IPA, right?
Yeah, but this one is it would be an idea of an IPA, but if they're marketing it as a pale ale, then apparently whatever it is that they need to do to make it an IPA, they did not include it.
But it is a Chicago pale ale.
So, I really want to...
So maybe there's a difference. So I've never heard of a Chicago
pale
ale.
I want to know what's
before.
Going on in Chicago that's not going on in India. And then you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't get it.
So B-Van on Twitch just said, why I love craft beer. Everyone has their own interpretation and leads to great conversations and finger-cuffing Sean's mom.
Finger cuffing. I didn't even know y'all were talking about
we
that.
We didn't know Static had a taste, but now everyone's winning today.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what we can say about this beer, agreeingly, is two things. Frank, we could drink this on a regular, right? We could drink this, not on a regular like that, but if I said, Frank, this is all I have in the fridge, you're not going to turn your nose up. Fuck. Never mind. I ain't turning my nose up. Get turned up for what? Am I saying that right, Sean?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Not.
I mean, if you had a choice between, say, this or...
Static.
Modelo.
We're drinking this all day.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Okay, okay. So for me, I could drink this.
Into the night.
I like this because it's a pillow that comes off as something else.
All right.
It's a palate wrecker.
All right.
Because I'm sure if we kill this, it's all you're going to taste all day.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give it my grade. I'm going with a 4-5 because for two things. One, you're like, fuck you, buddy. And Sean's face said, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
And Swarte, thank you so much for providing the beer. So it gets a lot of marks because it's just more emotional for me. But I like it because not everyone's going to like it. And right. So I like that aspect of this beer. Frank.
I'm going to go 3-5. Just average. Yeah, that's. I got nothing more to say.
I figured it out. The difference. Is fucking some British motherfuckers who are stationed in India.
No, wrong information, actually.
What are you talking about?
Because that's the standard story.
So why do you already know?
No, because that's the standard story that you are told, but it's really not, because if that was the case, all the other beers that traveled would need the same preservative. You're about to read it, and it's going to tell you that they added hops to sterilize. It was a protectant, right? But what about all the stouts and porters and all the other beers they transported? They didn't do it as well. So there's
maybe
an actual...
Maybe they're just stupid, but they ended up making that a different
style
of beer.
It's one of those weird go with the story to tell people because that's what they're told, but there actually is a true story of where IPAs truly came from.
What is it?
We'll get to that later on another part of the show.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, we'll cliffhang it, but there's an actual real reason, the true reason why IPAs are IPAs. But we have been trained to think that it was because it went to India when it had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But it was an easier story to sell. There's an actual pretty interesting story about it. But yeah, don't feed into propaganda, actually.
To ensure that they don't spoil on the trip.
Again, the part that kills that is what about all the other beers that they traveled with? They didn't do the same preservative. Because then everything would taste bitter.
Yeah.
So think about the facts. What about the stouts and the porters they traveled with? They just didn't take one style across in one ship. They brought everything when they went to do trades and deliver, and that's what the navals wanted to drink and all that stuff. So there are stouts and there are porters, but they don't require the same amount of hops. So that story is fucked.
And there's no possible way that those other beers either don't need to be preserved by adding more hops, or...
And think about it. No refrigeration. They all put them in barrels, and that's it. They all travel
right,
the same.
Right, but I mean, like, the chemical makeup or something? Like, be beers like, oh, for some reason, stouts don't go bad over this period of time.
Stouts are lower ABV than pale ales.
The pale ales.
So
so what does that mean? So what does that have to do with
it? If it was a higher ABV, sure. The original stouts were lower than a porter.
All right, I'm lost. I don't know.
If you want, okay, so...
I get what you're saying,
yeah. So the story is flawed based upon certain things you know in traveling of beer.
Okay.
Like I said, we'll get into that another time. Okay. So, Sean, how do you feel about this beer from Revolution?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Why?
Because it's too painful. I don't understand how people enjoy that. It's like spicy or fucking sour shit. Like, what is the point?
You like sour beers?
I like sour beers. I don't like squeezing a lemon into my mouth. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... Just like I like, some fucking bitter fucking foods or some whatever, like...
Right.
Some stanky foods. I go, I'm not fucking gonna, put it right. directly... To me, it's just overwhelming. I can't focus on any flavor because, it's just painful.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that. So this is a beer. It's an acquired taste. Mm. Yeah. That's what we can gather.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like it. Two for people. Sure. Frank's like, whatever, it's a beer. And then you're like, fuck no, go stab your grandma in the face. So I get it.
Yeah, I'm already stabbing my grandma.
And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Don't ask me how to get to obsbeers.com. Just Google that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the last beer, Frank's Big Pick. And the fun part about this particular beer is I got it for Christmas. I got the beer for Christmas. It was a Christmas gift from Miss Kelly. And the cool part is this brewery is very underrated. They make the Mississippi Mud. They make a few other beers out there. But I'm telling you right now, this brewery is so underrated. They get overlooked. But a lot of people will purchase the Mississippi Mud, not for the beer, until you drink it and you like it. Because of the cool little jug it comes in. But this beer is not that beer. I just wanted to give a setup for what we're about to drink. And I think it's pretty cool. Frank saved it for last. Frank, what is it?
All right. This is from Saugatuck Brewing Company. The can actually does not say where they're from.
Mississippi.
All right. So.
Which also there, I believe they got bought in New York.
This is called Blueberry Lemonade Shandy. It's 5.0% ABV.
Cool.
If you want more information on these guys, it's saugatuckbrewing.com.
Now, if I'm wrong with that, I believe, they were Mississippi, and then somebody on the East Coast bought them. So if I'm wrong, please leave a comment below the video on where they're at now. We're not going to research it. We're just going to roll with it. But I was under the impression, if I'm wrong, New York. Someone in New York or over on that side bought them out to keep them alive.
All right.
Something like that. So if I'm wrong, please write it below. Okay, let me show them the can. Gentlemen, let's get down to the smell.
What? What?
Okay, that's funky.
You know what? That smells... I've only ever said this one other time, and you made fun of me for it, but guess what it smelled like? Parmesan cheese. You remember me saying that a while ago about some beer, and you were like, Parmesan cheese, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I remember you said something, it's cheesy.
But that's what I'm smelling right now, is Parmesan cheese.
I smell blueberry, I smell lemon,
blueberry.
I smell juice, but it's not robust, it's so faint for me, it's gross.
Yeah.
It does not smell appealing. I mean, you're getting cheese out of it, and I'm getting this weird, spoiled smell, which could attribute to maybe a sour. I'm not saying it's disgusting to where, like, bleh, but what I'm saying, it's more sourish, funky, stinky, right? Fermented.
What's the brewing? What's the company?
Saugatuck.
Mm-hmm. Saugatuck.
I'm thinking blueberry Eggos.
Okay, yeah, the malt profile, huh?
Or maybe a lemon blueberry muffin.
Right.
Yo,
like a blueberry muffin with like a lemon crumble on top.
I can see that. Yep. All right. I'll, you know what? I agree.
Thank you.
Cheers to the taste. And since Frank said that, that's all I taste. Is blueberry lemon curd muffin. What the? Cheers to that, bro. It tastes like a blueberry muffin with lemon curd on it. And real natural.
I was going to go imitation.
Really? Yeah. I feel like it's got that tannins from the blueberry and the oils of the skin of the peel of the lemon. It has more of a natural curd feel to what I'm
doing. I don't get a lot of lemon.
I'm getting lemon peel, lemon oil, lemon pith, not lemon juice. The shandy's got to be some sort of, it has to be cut with either some sort of liquid of, like, either it's a juice, like lemonade,
Well, that it's blueberry lemonade shandy.
Okay, so it might be maybe Minute Maid.
I wonder if they actually use
blueberry lemonade and then cut it with the beer.
Well, I've never heard of blueberry lemonade.
Only one company makes, and that's Minute Maid. I've seen Minute Maid makes a blueberry lemonade, and I'm sure if we were to mix beer with it, an ale, that it would kind of give it that bittering back finish that we're getting. Is what I'm getting. It doesn't really. It on the can, guys. It does not show. Well, they're not going to tell you what they made it with, but Frank's getting maybe, see, as I'm talking, and it's kind of pushing back, I feel as if it's like a canned blueberry, the blueberry pie filling.
I can go with that. It's not fresh blueberry.
What about you over there? You seem to not enjoy yourself. Oh, he killed it. Never mind.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Really? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a lot of flavor. I don't know what it is.
I could drink this.
I think it's blueberries. I taste that, right? Blueberry? On the extent of blueberries I eat, though, is blueberry muffins, right? With the fake fucking blueberries in them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's reminiscent of that, yeah. And then, I mean, I don't... Other than that, it's just, like, a lot of flavor. I can't pinpoint not fucking one of them.
Okay. There's a lot... You know what's interesting about this? What I like is that we're all kind of... We're kind of figuring it out. Yeah. But then we're hitting it, but then someone else says something else. We're like, huh. So I guess if we can piece it together...
Yeah.
So the smells of pastries.
Yeah.
Let's just go with a pastry, whether it's artificial or natural. The taste matches what you're smelling. In a sense, not as scary. Is it enjoyable? Could you drink this on a regular? Me personally, absolutely. If I had to have an ice cold fucking beer by the pool, this is what I'd funks with. I'd funks with this. It feels like a man-mosa, honestly. It feels like a mimosa.
Right.
You ever had those?
Yeah.
That feels like a mimosa. It really does. And for those that don't know what a mimosa is, juice and fucking champagne. That's what a shandy is. It's beer and juice or soda. It's interesting. Could everybody get into this? No.
I think it's catchy on the can.
It's catchy.
But it's like I'd have to switch out beers halfway through the night. Right?
This ain't no Mississippi mud.
I would get tired of the strong taste after a while. It would get like annoying.
Right.
It's good, though, but it would just get annoying. It'd be like, all right, I get it.
Mopar said, they're like 25 minutes from my house. Mopar,
See if you can get it on tap. I'd be interested what it would be like fresh at the brewery.
Mopar doesn't drink.
Oh, well.
Her sister does. See if your sister can give us a report on that. All right, so this beer's interesting. It's a 50-50 shot. It's a hit or miss. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. There's no in-between. Let's just draw the straws on that, all right? So let's give it a grade. I'll go first. I'm going to hit you with a 4. I like it because it's unique. It's different, and whether you think it's artificial or natural, I like it because it's different. It really does taste like blueberry lemonade juice with some sort of planty. It tastes like a beer in juice. It's not like a shandy's that we've done to where they're blended so well. You're like, this is a what? This tastes like some shit breakfast. This is a brunch go instead of champagne and orange juice. I think this would be the new, this should be the new go-to brunch. Sean?
I'd give it a 3. It was fine. And it was just that flavor. It was crazy, man. So I just wouldn't be able to hold it. I hold on to it all night.
All right.
But for half of the night, you know.
All right. Fair enough. And Frank?
I'm going to go 4 as well. I'm not going to say it's good because I still haven't made my mind up. It's interesting.
Okay.
It's definitely interesting.
That's the way my parents feel about me.
Yeah. Well, you're interesting.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're good.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, with that said, I think we're pretty much done wrapping that up. So I think it's a cool Christmas present. I think it was a great experience. I think those out there, you guys should go and get this and try it. That's the best part about what we do is that we try that stuff. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and be right back with whatever the next segment is. We'll be right back.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
Hey, guys, it's time for product placement. We're not getting paid for product placement because we think it's cool.
So, was thinking about cool products And I'm looking around the set here, and we happen to have this on the set, and we have used it before. This is something called Slick Shots. Slick Shots. And it's this little bag.
3 ounces.
And you fill it. The maximum is 3 ounces. And you tear it. It's got this, like, this big tab up on the top. And you tear it, and you vacuum seal it.
No.
No?
You heat press it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a heat press that comes with the kit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And what happens is it runs that weird static heat, little static charge, and it fuses the flask closed.
That's right. It's not vacuum sealed.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
But it's like the hermetically sealed legal thing to transport
to sporting events. It's hermetically sealed for the airplanes. So you put 3 ounces of anything you want in there, beer, wine, or hard alcohol. But a lot of people use it for the alcohol aspect of the spirits. Yep. And I got that. You know how long I've had that product for? And we've used it
for... It's got to be at least 3 years.
So wait, hold on.
No, that's a five-year-old set.
Let's run it back. They put the alcohol in that?
Yeah, it has a thing you... So what you do, it has the funnel on top, right? It has a funnel on top. And what you do is you pop it open. It comes on a little ring, but you pop it open. And so you fill it. And it swells, and you stop right at the max line. Then you take the heating sealer, and you seal it going back and forth here.
Okay.
Once you're done, and it's sealed, you can't squeeze it and pop it out. Then you rip the funnel part off, and then you write what was on it and the date. We've done that with beer on here many, many times. It has saved our ass, and old beers were like, we got to save this. Then That's we would crack that bag open. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're very durable. It's a cool product, man.
So if you want more information, it's slickshotswithaz.com.
Yeah, that was cool. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you guys, but we are now at the end of the show. Now, if you want to be a part of the show, by all means, come over to our Twitch channel, and that is OBS Beers 2014, and we actually will interact with you, so drop us, say hello and all that stuff, and we'll include you in the show. Now, let's get down to thanking Mr. JJ Puerto Rican. We also want to thank Ms. Swarte for the beers you guys provided on today's show. The breweries that were involved in today were Oscar Blues, Revolution Brewery, Sagatol Brewing, and the god-awful Simple Times.
Sagatuck.
What is Sagatuck?
Sagatuck.
My apologies. And with that said, I also like to thank everyone that was involved in today's show, those that are watching us on Twitch. So Team No Sleep, big shout out to you guys. Big shout out to Sean. Appreciate you. And thank you, Frank. And with that said, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And we'll check you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.